ate nothing during those days, and when the time was up, he was hungry. The devil, playing on his hunger, gave the first test. "Since you're God's son, command this stone to turn into a loaf of bread." Jesus answered by quoting Deuteronomy, "It takes more than bread to truly live." For the second test, he led him up and spread out all the kingdoms of the earth on display at once. And then the devil said, "They're yours, in all their splendor, to serve your pleasure. I'm in charge of them all and can turn them over to whomever I wish. Worship me, and they're yours, the whole works." Jesus refused, again backing his refusal with Deuteronomy, "Worship the Lord your God and only the Lord your God. Serve him with absolute single-heartedness." For the third test, the devil took him to Jerusalem and put him on top of the temple. He said, "If you are God's son, jump. It's written, isn't it, that he has placed you in the care of angels to protect you? They will catch you. You won't so much as stub your toe on a stone." "Yes," Jesus said, "and it is also written, don't you dare tempt the Lord your God." That completed the testing. The devil retreated temporarily, lying in wait for another opportunity. Jesus returned to Galilee, powerful in the Spirit. From Luke chapter 4, in the Message. First off, this is a backroom offer. This all took place far from Jerusalem, far from any observer. No one needs to know. No one will ever know. The first seduction almost seems innocuous. Make yourself something to eat? Jesus is famished, and bread isn't exactly adultery. Oh, the subtleties of the evil one. The issue? When you are famished for anything, love, attention, relief from pain, security, will you continue to trust God? Or will you take matters into your own hands? There are always options, whispers the deceiver. "No," replies Jesus. And then the evil one tries overwhelming seduction. "Surely every man has his price." "No deal," says Jesus. The third attempt seems truly bizarre until you see that the enemy has got Jesus' number. He sees that this man is committed to total trust in his Father. "Prove it," the devil says, "and jump." Jesus is immovable. Now, why do the scriptures begin the story of Jesus of Nazareth here? Look at it this way. Jesus is asking you to trust him at a very profound level. Trust him with everything that is dear to you. Trust him with your own soul. So the witness begins with a revelation of his